It's a record of extraordinary achievement. Over the past 18 years, the American economy averaged 3% annual growth, while the average citizen's wealth rose by 300%. Inflation came down and stayed low, while the jobless total fell to a very low 5%. Catherine Mann spent a decade working for Mr. Greenspan at the Federal Reserve. She says it's no surprise that Mr. Greenspan is highly respected.
That's because both the U.S. economy and, by and large, the global economy have done extremely well over his tenure. For the standpoint of the U.S. economy, of course, we had almost no slowdown in economic growth up until 2001.
And that slowdown was relatively mild. Mr. Greenspan's skill in calming panicky financial markets was tested on several occasions, from the October 1987 stock market crash to the late 1990s Asian financial crisis to the terrorist attacks on New York and Washington in 2001. Here's what he had to say soon after the latter.
Even a subdued recovery beginning soon would constitute a truly remarkable performance for the American economy in the face of so severe a decline in equity asset values and an unprecedented blow from terrorists to the foundations of our market systems.
It's the responsibility of a central bank to promote economic growth and employment, to keep inflation low, and safeguard the value of the currency. In recent years, Mr. Greenspan has repeatedly urged U.S. policymakers to do something about America's huge budget and trade deficits.
Crafting a budget strategy that meets the nation's longer-run needs will become ever more difficult the more we delay.
Fred Bergston, the former U.S. Treasury official who heads Washington's Institute for International Economics, says that while Mr. Greenspan did an outstanding job, he also made mistakes.
I think the biggest one was the stock market excess in the late 1990s, where he talked about it, but didn't do some things he could have to head it off, like raising margin requirements.
Not increasing the margin, meaning requiring stock buyers to use more of their own money to buy shares, allowed more people to buy more equities, therefore driving up demand and prices until they suddenly crashed. Likewise, critics say that by repeatedly cutting short-term interest rates in 2004 and 2005, the central bank may have created a housing bubble. Since money was cheaper to borrow, more people were able to buy more expensive homes, pushing up demand. Critics say it's similar to the high technology stock market bubble of the late 1990s. Mr. Greenspan will be succeeded by President Bush's top economic advisor, Ben Bernanke.
To those who
Barry
may be concerned,
Wood, News.
That I do in no
Washington.
Way intend to make any significant change in the overall approach to monetary policy that has been developed.